Yo, peace, and welcome to the Game Science Audio Newsletter, where we focus on manhood, relationships, money, and the max lifestyle. I am Slim Sir, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about some game basics, what we call natural order, and where you fit in on the food chain. But first and foremost, I would like to thank you for becoming a subscriber. And my promise to you is that I intend to give you more value and information than you have given me with your subscription. And I want to just make a side note that's how you advance. You know, every step of the way, when I start dropping some game, I'm going to tell you what it is and then how you use it in your life. So the way the audio newsletter works is that you invest $10 a month, right? And I'm going to give you an overwhelming amount of information when it comes to this game, specifically when it comes to this Mac game. And as a subscriber to the audio newsletter, you are going to get information that I am not sharing on my mailing list. Only you get it, the subscribers. So this information is going to give you an advantage, because the things that I'm going to share with you, I do not share with the public. Anyway. Well, you know, and you know why? It's because the game is to be sold, not told. And since you pay for a subscription, hey, you're buying game. And I'm going to share that game with you. So today we're going to open up the Max Bible to page 11, chapter 1, Natural Order. And we want to discuss what is a man and what does a man represent, and how you should see yourself and how you should represent yourself. According to the Max Bible, verse 1, it says, according to the original game, the story of Adam and Eve presented in the Old Testament of the Bible and the Quran is symbolic. Verse 2, Adam represents the mind state of strength, while Eve represents the mind state of weakness. Let's stop right there. Adam represents the man, in a biblical sense, the original man, the first man. So, you know, in the Mac game, we talk a lot about standards. We use the word standards a lot. And when you define the word standard, one of the definitions that you will find is the word original. And when you define the word original, it will lead you to the word origin. So when we talk about the origin of man or the original man, we are talking about the standard of a man, the standard that all of us must live up to if we want to be considered to be men. And the original standard for a man is strength. Strength. The definition of strength is the ability to exert power and endure pressure over time. So, if the definition of man is strength, that means that by nature, you are intended to be the strong element between you and a female, between male and female. The male is the dominant or strong element. And strong means the ability to exert power and endure pressure over time. That should teach you the characteristics that we have to develop in order to become men. And that is natural order. That is your natural position. That is your natural characteristic. That is what you should be embodying as a man. Strength. Having the ability to exert power. What power are we exerting as men? It is not just physical strength, because Adam was represented more than just physical strength. He also represents mental strength and strength of character. So when you are a man, that means that you are strong. And when you are strong, you are exerting the power of having character and integrity. See, a lot of times dudes get in this game, this Mac game. They want to learn this Mac information, but they want to just go straight to how do they Mac on a female. But if you're getting real game, you have to get the game systematically. See, when you go to school, and you're in kindergarten, they don't teach you how to read. They teach you the ABCs. And if you get the ABCs correctly, chances are you're going to be able to catch on to reading. But if you could never get the ABCs, then you may not catch on when it comes to the next level of reading, right? If you don't know what sounds C makes and A makes and T makes, it's going to be hard for you to read the word cat because you don't understand the alphabet. And so when you learn this game, my point is, when you learn this game, you have to learn some game basics. And the most basic element of the game is natural order. And in natural order, we see two principles represented by two people, Adam and Eve. We see one strong principle and we see one weak principle. This is the foundation, the elements of life itself. Everything in life can be traced back to these two elements, natural order, strength and weakness. And as a side note, what I would like to say to you is, as a man, we have to be strong, okay? As a man, you know, we got a lot of males these days that exhibit weak habits. And what I'm saying to you is, your purpose in life as a man is to develop strength of character and integrity every single day of your life, because the definition of strength is to exert power. And real power comes from character and integrity. We're going to talk about how to build character, integrity, and integrity later on in future episodes. But for right now, I want you to understand that real power, the power that you should be exerting as a strong man, is the power of character and integrity. Now, see, a lot of guys today think that power is having money. Having money is will put you in a position of power. But as we've seen, that you can have a lot of money and be weak in character and lacking in integrity, and you will lose your money. So what I'm saying is, as you begin to build yourself as a man, as you begin to build your career, as you begin to go out and start macking, the first thing that you should be focused on, and you should always be focused on, is building strong character and integrity. Because the definition of a man is to be strong, and strength means the ability to exert power and endure pressure over time. Now, what is the pressure that we have to endure? Now, as you exert your power of character and integrity, what you have to understand is that many people are not like that. Many people do not exert power. They do not have character. They do not have integrity. They lack character and integrity. And the majority of people are like that. And that's what we call society today. So the pressure that you have to endure being a man of character and integrity is standing on your standards and principles and your character and your integrity. Because if everybody around you lacks integrity, they're going to put pressure on you to be just like them. If everyone around you or the majority of the people around us lack character, they're going to exert pressure on you to be just like them. It's okay. They'll tell you it's okay to lie. It's okay not to keep your word. It's okay to exhibit weak feminine habits. That's what they'll tell you. That is not the actual fact. So in order to be a man, you got to be strong. You got to exert character, the power of your character and integrity. And you have to endure the pressure of society, your friends, your family, your lady or ladies, your job, your co-workers, employees, whatever the case may be. You have to endure that pressure of being around a whole bunch of lames, squares, right? Losers who lack character and integrity. And you have to endure that pressure over time. What's the time? The time is from now to the day you die. Are you still ready to sign up to be a man? Are you still ready to sign up to be a Mac? Because now you have to exert power of your character, power of your integrity, and endure the pressure of being around people who lack character and lack integrity over time. And that time could be for the rest of your life. Are you willing to be outstanding? The word outstanding means to stand out. And when you have character and integrity, especially when the masses lack character and integrity, you will definitely stand out. You will stand out, and oftentimes you will be ostracized. You will be laughed at because you have standards and principles for your life, character and integrity. We live in a time, and I'm so sorry for getting so excited, but this is so important to me. We live in a time where character and integrity is not valued. You see, I was doing a podcast with Too Deep, the Southern president. He's an independent artist out of Memphis, Tennessee. And he said something, if you listen to the podcast, he said that a lot of rappers will sell their souls to get into the industry. That is a lack of character. That is a lack of integrity. So imagine now, if you have character and integrity and you get into an industry where they lack character and integrity, you're going to stand out. You might not fit in. The opposite of standing out is fitting in. If you're standing out, chances are you don't fit in with most people. Are you still willing to be a man? Are you still willing to be a Mac when everybody else around you lacks character? When everybody around you is telling lies and stealing and doing all types of debaucherous shit, are you still willing to stand on your character? Because that's what it takes to be a man. The ability to be strong. And strong means to exert power of your character and integrity and endure the pressure of those who lack character and integrity over time. That's what it means to be a man. Now, Eve represents weakness. And Eve, according to the Max Bible, verses 3 and 4, chapter 1, book 1, Eve was easily tricked by the serpent. Okay? It said, in verse 3, he appealed to her vanity. Vanity, when you look up the word vanity, one of the definitions of vanity means conceited or big-headed. Think about that. Being conceited and being big-headed is a character flaw. It's a character flaw. And because she had this character flaw, she was easily tricked. She had no power to exert, and she folded under the pressure in a little bit of time. Think about that. So now we're seeing two forces at work. Strength, which is the ability to exert power and endure pressure over time, and weakness, which is the lack of ability to exert pressure and endure pressure over time. The lack of the ability to exert power, and endure pressure over time. Now, ultimately, we know, if you've read the Bible or the Max Bible, Adam fell weak. And this represents the fall of man. Well, if we look at that story and we understand that it's called the fall of man, I want you to notice that every time you see a man fall, why was it so? It is always because he fell weak on his character and integrity. He didn't exert the power of character or integrity, and he couldn't endure the pressure. See? He behaved like a bitch. He fell weak. Think about that. Think about that. So if you want to do the opposite of fall, what is the opposite of fall? The opposite of fall is to stand tall. And the only way that you as a man, me as a man, we as men, we as people in general are going to stand tall is when we exert the power of having strong character and integrity and are able to endure the pressure of society over time. Rock solid. Right? Now, just as a side note, I want to show you how beautiful and how deep this game is. Well, if Adam fell weak, his character was weak, his integrity was weak, he couldn't endure the pressure from Eve. She was trying to convince him, and she did. He didn't endure that pressure. Didn't take no time for him to fold neither. But if that was called the fall of man, and that was the result, Adam's falling was the result of having weak character and no integrity, take a look at the world around you right now. Look at society and the society that we live in right now. I'm here to tell you that you better put your seatbelts on, because the fall of this society is upon us. Why do I say that? How do I know that? Because the principle is laid out in the book. Strong character stands. Weak character falls. If we live in a nation and the character of the people is weak, the nation is going to fall, the same as Adam. When you live in a society when the character is strong, the country, the nation will stand tall. This is simple. So we've applied it to Adam. We've applied it to a country. Let us apply it to you, brother. Is your character and integrity strong? Is it strong when it comes to life? Is it strong when it comes to relationships? Is it strong when it comes to money? So you got to be proficient in these three areas: lifestyle, relationships, and money. How is your character and integrity when it comes to work or when it comes to your business? Can you endure the pressure of people saying no to you? Can you endure the pressure of your coworkers around you talking slack and being slack? But you gotta be a stand-up guy with strong character and integrity. Can you stand up? Oh, under that pressure. In your relationship with your family, with your friends, maybe with your lady or your ladies, what does your character look like? What kind of character are you? If your life was a movie, what character would you play? If your life was a television show, what character would you be playing based on your character? Are you a man of integrity? Or are you a person, the type of person that when you give your word, you can't keep your word? I want you to think about that. Are you the type of person that tells a lie? Are you the type of person that steals? You say, what has this got to do with the Mac game? Well, the strength of a Mac is his character and his integrity. And that is manly and that is attractive to women. That's why we're talking about these game basics. That's why I keep going over and over and over it again. Because it's so vital that if you bypass this, or if you take this like not so seriously, you can build up other areas of your game and you can look like the ultimate Mac. But when tested over time, you'll be crushed by the pressure. You'll be crushed by the pressure. And think about this. Now, if a woman represents weakness, and we learn in the Max Bible, in book 1, chapter 1, that a woman is always looking to find weakness in a man. If she's able to find that weakness, that means that weakness made you weak. So you double weak. Think about that. When you fall victim in a relationship to what your woman wants rather than what you want or what's best for you as a man, when you fall weak to that, you double weak. See, she's weak by nature, but you're strong by nature. So if the weak one can make you weak, you double weak. The purpose of a man is to be strong, to exert power of integrity and character, and endure the pressure of his woman over time, because it's her nature to test you and to see if you got weakness inside of you. That's her nature. Don't be mad when she tests you. She's doing what she's supposed to be doing by nature. Now, what are you supposed to do by nature? You're supposed to exert power of character and integrity and endure her pressure over time. And she'll submit because she sees that there's no weakness in you, brother. Think about that, man. So when you hear a lot of these so-called manhood coaches and these so-called pimps out there giving you game, they're not giving you game basics to build a strong foundation so that when you build your empire on, it's impossible for your empire to fall. It's impossible for your manhood to be shaken or shattered or crumble when you understand the natural order of things. And the natural order is strength over weakness. And where you fit on the food chain is you are at the top of the food chain. Because you're a man. And because you are strong. And because you are exerting character and integrity. You're enduring the pressure of society, the pressure of your job, the pressure of your family, the pressure of your wife, the pressure. You can endure it over time with no complaints. When I first learned this game and I made a examination of myself. I wasn't so strong, brother. My character was flawed and I had little to no integrity. But I had bitches, though. But to be honest with you, I didn't have a long run with a lot of bitches, man. You know why? Because somewhere along the line, they tested my character and I failed that test. See? And if you fail your test as a man, you're not strong. You get demoted. You demote yourself. You devalue yourself to the level of a bitch. Excuse my language. But I gotta give it to you raw. I gotta tell you the truth, man. So your purpose in life, your fundamental purpose in life is to be a man. And to be a man means to be strong. And to be strong means to exert power of character and integrity and endure the pressure of those who lack character and integrity over the rest of your life, over your lifetime. That is your purpose. Now, anything outside of that is an elective. The career that you want to choose, the type of woman that you may want to have, the lifestyle that you may want to have. Those are areas of the game, but the foundation of the game is manhood. Above anything else, you must always be exerting power of character and integrity. To exert power of character means that you have to define your character and who you want to be. And integrity means to live by and stand on who you defined yourself as. God damn it, man. That's strength. Now let's look at the opposite. Let's look at the males of today. They lack character. Do you know that the male suicide rate in America is 3 or 4 to 1? That means that every 3 or 4 men that kill themselves, only one woman kills herself. Think about that. What does that tell you? That tells you that today, many males don't have the ability to endure the pressure that's placed on them. That means that a lot of males are not growing to become men. As a man, you're always going to have pressure on you. Get over it. That's your role. That's who you were born to be. That is your purpose in life, to endure the pressure and exert the power. You're the boss by nature. Now the game, excuse me for getting so excited, but this is so important to me. Because what I hate most is looking at my past and seeing how weak I used to be because nobody put me up on this game. What I hate most is to see so many males that are so goddamn weak as males, not even growing to fully become men. I hate that because I know who you are by nature. I know the purpose of your existence and of my existence is to exert power of character and integrity and endure the pressure. We should not be folding under any type of pressure. When pressure comes to you, you should be happy. You should be grateful. Because it is helping you to fulfill your purpose in life. How could you know that you're a man if you don't endure any pressure? You don't know if you're a man if you don't endure the pressure. So when pressure comes to you, you should invite it. You should smile with it. You should rejoice over it. Because it's giving you the opportunity to show yourself to yourself, to prove who you are, to prove that you're a man. When situations happen that test your character, you should welcome that, brother. Because your purpose in life is to exert the power of your character and integrity. Every time a woman tests you, every time life tests you, every time you undergo some pressure, you should smile at it. Because it's giving you the opportunity to fulfill your purpose in life, which is to be a man, a strong man, exerting character and integrity and enduring pressure. Not sometime, but enduring pressure for the rest of the time that you have on this planet. That's how you build a good name for yourself, brother. That's how your name ring in streets. Because now you're standing out. You're outstanding. You're extraordinary. You do extra than the ordinary guy. What is the ordinary guy? He lacks character and integrity. He cannot endure pressure, and that makes him ordinary. But what makes you extraordinary is the ability to exert the power of your character and integrity, plus endure the pressure of what they call peer pressure over time. That's what gives you value. That's what makes you a man. You will be tested every day. So instead of folding under the pressure, instead of complaining about the pressure, instead of crying about the pressure, instead of falling out about the pressure, how about this? How about you smile at it and thank the good Lord above, if you believe in him, or just be grateful that the opportunity came so that you can prove yourself to be a man. Anyway, I hope that this audio newsletter, episode number one, part one of Natural Order, because we didn't even finish. We didn't even scratch the surface of what I wanted to say on Natural Order. But anyway, next week, we're going to go more in depth about natural order. We're going to cover this thing, and you're going to really, really get a lot of valuable information. I hope you did this week. I want you to listen to this a few times, because what I've seen in my life, what I've learned from experience is, you could read something one time and be like, wow, that's deep. But if you read it again and again and again and again, it sort of unlocks something in your mind. So if you listen to this a few times this week, I guarantee you that it's going to unlock something in you. I want you to remember something, brother. The purpose of life is not to make a whole bunch of money. That's an elective. That's an extra. There are some societies that don't even have money. Okay? So that can't be the purpose of all men. The purpose of your life, brother, if you were born a male, is to become a man. And the purpose of a man is to be strong. And strong means to exert power. The power of your character and integrity, and endure social pressures over time to the end of your time. And then they will be saying, damn, that was a hell of a man. That was a man. And when you're walking among the living and you are exerting your character, the power of your character and integrity, and enduring pressure over time, you'll stand out. You don't have to chase no damn woman to get chose. All you have to do is be a man and be strong and exert character, exert integrity, endure pressure over time, and she'll look at you and it will be hard for her to choose anything or anyone else because her nature is to be attracted to strength. Anyway, I am Slim Sir. If you have any questions about this, go to Anchor, ANCHOR.FM, like FM radio, and click message, and then you can leave a voice message, and I will answer your questions, and we could just get straight to it, man. All right? We can get straight to it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Game Science Audio Newsletter, and I'll talk to you next week. Peace.